Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Iyar, and the 23rd day of the Omer. Today is day 577, and so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tanhum Cohn, Rabbi Tani Cohn of Congregation Beth Abraham in Bergenfield, New Jersey, to share words with Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Cohn slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Cohn will lead us in the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Chatzim, for the hostages, which is the Mishnah Berach for the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim calls. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim calls to receive the daily email. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Cohn.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Friends, it's wonderful to have a few minutes to learn together and to think about what it is that drives us to daven. One of the central concepts in our emuna is the concept of bitachon. We often speak about having bitachon. Have bitachon that the test will go well. Have bitachon that the doctor's visit will go well. Have bitachon that the job interview will go well. The Chazon Ish has a penetrating short essay in which she explains that we often think that bitachon means that what we want to happen will be. Sometimes we even feel a religious obligation to believe that things will turn out the way we want them to. It gives us a sense of hope until sometimes it fails us. Things don't always turn out, let's be honest, the way we wish them to. The Chazon Ish points out that that's a misunderstanding of bitachon. Let's spend a couple minutes trying to understand what bitachon actually means. It doesn't necessarily mean that what we want to happen will happen. We hope and pray that things will work out the way we want them to. But unfortunately, they don't. That, says the Chazon Ish, what bitachon actually means is something that's actually far more reassuring. We don't know that things will turn out the way we want them to, but we do know that things are not random. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carrying us, and we're not just hurtling through life. Bitachon is emuna applied to life. I believe in my mind that there's a God who exists, who created the world, who cares about me deeply, who's aware of my life, and manages and is actively involved. Bitachon is living with that emuna. Bitachon is emuna, my belief, applied to life. And he points to a number of different ways in which my bitachon, in which I can live my emuna, which I can live that bitachon. And the first is emotional. When I approach a situation that's fraught with uncertainty, I know what's going to happen, but I do know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is carrying me. I know that the God who created me, who cares about me even more deeply than I care about myself, is carrying me, and I know that I'm in his hands. It gives me a sense of calm. It also means that the way I react to situations will be different. When I'm faced with uncertainty, bitachon gives me the capacity to not panic. Bitachon gives me the capacity to stare uncertainty in the eyes and say, I'm not sure how things are going to play out, but I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is carrying me. It gives me the capacity to fill my practical response with two elements. A thoughtful, non-panicked
I stand by. It seems that we're having a technical issue with Rabbi Cohn. We're going to get him back on the line. Stand by. Lamnaseya, Ms. Morla David. Yan Chad in the Ibiyom Sarah, Yitabefo Shei Melve Yaakov. Yishlach Ezra Chav Mikodesh, Mitzion Yitadeka. Yishkor Chav Mitzvasecha, Ve'alachtecha Yitashnesela. Yitain Lecha, Kilavecha, the Chav Tatsecha Yimale. Niranina Vishua Secha, Uvishem Eloheinu Nigo, Yimale, Adonai Kol Mishal Secha. Atoya dati kiyoshia adenai mishiko yanehu mishrei kacho figuro sisha yimino. Eile barefes, eile basusim, fanachnu mishim adenai oheinu nasir. Heima karau nifalu, vanachnu kamnu lanisadot. Adonai hoshia, amelef yanehu vyom kareinu. Move on to Perek Chaskimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor, benos deshe yarbiteini, amei minuchotin aleini, nafshi yishovev yarteini, bimagle tzedek leman shemo, gam kielef bigeit pamaves, Lo ira ra ki ata imadi shiftecha umishantecha hema yinach amuni. Tarof lefonai shulchan neged sarirai dishanta b'shem in roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shachti v'veis adunai li'arach yamim. Chapter 121, Tehillim, Kuf, Chaf Aleph. Shir lamalos, esa inai el hori, meyayin yavo ezri. Ezri, meyim adunai, yosei shamayin baret. Al yitein lamu raglecha, al yanum shamiracha. Inei lo yanum velo yishon. Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzolcha, Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yartecha, V'yareyach B'Loila. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzavoecha, Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Now transition to Tehillim. Kuf Lamed, chapter 120, happens to be probably the one that most shuls, most people go to. It happens to be one of my favorite in the entire Sefer Tehillim. Mostly because, well, I'll pause when I get to the actual pasuk, the line that really speaks to me. Shir hamalos, mimamakin karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiyanaz necha kashuvot v'kol tachanunai. Ima avonot tishmarya, Adonai mi'amod. Imcha aslicha l'man tiborei. Kivisi Adonai kiviso nafshi, v'lidvara hafolti. The next line. If you remember from when you were a student in class, looking up at the clock waiting for class to end, or if you've been in a job and you're just waiting, or if you're on the Tehillim call and there's a long pause and you're waiting. That's what the next line is about, the Nafshi LaHashem, the Shomer LaBoker, that are like the watchmen who's waiting for the morning. They're just waiting to clock out. They're just exhausted. Well, that's our neshama. Our neshama is just yearning for that tzedekus, for that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafshi l'Adonai, shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yasel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yafesed, bar be'imo fidu. Zehu yisat Yisrael, mikol labonosav. In the last parak, Chapter 142, Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil the David, the Yosav Marav Sutila, Kali Alanayaza, Kali Alanayaskanan, Eshfok Lepanav, Sifi, Sarasi, Lepanav Agid, Yehisate, Folai Rufi, Viasa Yodasa, Mistivasi, Borak Zalale, Tamnu Pakli, Habek Yamin Urei Ve'eli Makir Ovas Monosi Mani Ein Doresho Napshi Zolati Elecho Adonai Amar Tiyat Amasi Esal Kiver Esachayim Akshiva El Rinasi Ki Dalosi Mod Hatzileini Mirot Pai Ki Amtu Mimeni Hosea limatir nafshi lehotos esher mecha biyachtiru tzadikim kizigmal alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batara v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam ubein bayavasha hamakom yirachim aleihem v'yosiyem mitzara lirvacham niyachel al yaram yishibu ligula. Ashta Bagwalat Makariv and Omar Amin. As for our brethren, brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness, light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. You'll now say the Mishaberach Achaya Sa'al, the prayer for the Israel Defense Force. If you have it in front of you, say it along with me. We can answer Amen as a conclusion.
Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, V'yivarech Es Chayle Tzva Hagana Yisrael, V'anshe Kofos HaVitachon, Omdim Al Mishmar Arseinu, V'ari Eloheinu, Igvu alavan viad nizbar v'strayin, min hayam hagadol adabo arava, v'chom hakom shehem, v'yvasha v'abir v'yam. Yitain adonai et oyveinu, rachamim aleinu, nigafim v'tneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu, mikol tzara v'tzuka, mifoneg al machala. Yishlach baracha v'yatzlacha v'chol matze yideihem. God bears so neinu, tachtehem, liyatrim, liketer Yeshua, bateras nisachon, viyakum behem akasuf, ki adonai Eloheichem, haolech imachem liyolochem lochem, Eloheichem l'shiyatchem, v'nomar, amen. We'll now make the Mishaberach for those who are held in captivity, those who are held hostage, Mishaberach, l'shmuim. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David Shlomo, V'yivarech V'yishmor V'yinistor Es Nedrei Tzva Hagana Yisrael Shvuya V'Kol Hachenu Hanisunim B'Tzara V'Shevya V'Avur Shekol Hachol HaKodesh Hazeh Mispalel V'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem Yosiyem Nichoshech V'Tzam Mavet Misorotayhem, Minatek, Wemizukotayhem, Yoshihem, Yoshim Neira, Lechem Mishukotayhem, Yodu Ladanai Chapton, Islotal, Neotam, Yakumahem, Koshakatu, Sri Adonai Yishuvun, Uvao, Siam Virina, Visimcha Salam Harosham, Sastam Visimcha Yasigo, Venata Yagamanapa, Venomar, Amen. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, for those who are sick, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Please have in mind, certainly insert the names in English when I pause.
Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron Davushmo, Yivarech Es Chayalim, Esachach Es Cholim.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachim Maleihem, Rachimam, Rachotam, Rechazkam, Rechayotam, Yishlach Lehem, Mehira, Refuah Shalema, Min HaShemayim, Lechol Bereyem, Lechol Gideyem, Yitzok Shorach Halei Yisrael, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah Sagof, Hashta Bagoz Makariv, V'namar, Amen. Well, thank you, Rabbi Cohn. We look forward to having him back with us. Bezrat Hashem, please God, and in the near future, I apologize for the technical issues. So it goes sometimes, and we look forward. I would appreciate that he was with us for whatever part, and we look forward to God, and near Hashem, having him with us again in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim and Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.